You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hello and welcome to Music for the Observant here on CITR 101.9 FM. I am Emily. I have not done my show in a month or so, but I am back. Plenty of changes happened in that time. I can't think of... Oh, I dyed my hair. It is now gray. And the first song I'm going to play today has been self-described as trash jazz. And I kind of feel like my hair kind of gives me the vibes of like a trashy granny. So I thought it was appropriate to play some trash jazz. The artist, wow, I haven't done this in a while. The track is called Carstairs. The artist is Parlor Walls. I'm going to collect myself, and we'll be back in 3 minutes and 51 seconds. With some great commentary for the observant. Here we go with Carstairs from Parlor Walls.
Thank you.
was Carstairs, track by Parlor Walls. I'm not really sure if I've collected myself, but ready or not, I am back. I think we're going to continue this saxophone vibe, one might say. It's sexy in here, which is what the kids in my junior high school who played the saxophone in band class used to call themselves. They called themselves sexy guys, which take from that what you will. So I think, like I said, we're going to continue with a duo, Jorg Kaufman and Johannes Welsch. They self-describe, they have some quote-unquote sonic artifacts. I recently learned, maybe this is why I've been interested in the saxophone lately, I thought it was a brass instrument because it is shiny and brass-colored, but it is a woodwind due to the mouthpiece, I recently learned. So now I've been experiencing the saxophone in a whole new light. Yeah, so with that, we're going to go into the track by Jorg Kaufman and Johannes Welsch. The track is called Now in Zen. There is a little pun for you. But yeah, we will be back after that and see if I'm more on top of things. Likely not. Yeah, Now in Zen.
Thank you. Multiple-time Juno Award winner Alex Cuba releases his sixth studio album, Lo Unico Constante, The One Constant, on April 7th. The One Constant draws from some of Alex's earliest influences from his childhood in Cuba. Catch him on tour this fall. The One Constant is available online and in stores April 7th. Visit alexcuba.com for more information.
What if this summer you did something different? What if you worked with people you admired in a city that inspired you, making something that you were proud of? The Media Institute for Social Change is looking for students like you to be a part of their summer documentary program in Portland, Oregon. As a student, you'll create original audio and video pieces about issues that you care about. You'll meet and learn from media professionals whose work is aimed at social justice. You'll immerse yourself in Portland, a city that will serve as your hands-on media-making laboratory. Sound like your type of summer? Apply today at mediamakingchange.org.
All right, that was Now and Zen from Jörg Kaufmann and Johannes Welsh. Yeah, I was actually reading up on the saxophone just now. And there is a reason, there is a justified reason why I could have thought it was a brass instrument. Apparently the saxophone was invented pretty recently, 1840, by a man named Adolf Sax. I had no idea this was named after a person. Adolf Sax. He wanted to create a group or series of instruments that would be the most powerful and vocal of the woodwinds and the most adaptive of the brass instruments that would fill the vacant middle ground between the two sections. So, yeah, it's supposed to be a bridge. It's supposed to be a connector. It's supposed to be a liminal instrument. So I was not too far off. I was doing pretty well. But now I know saxophones are technically a woodwind, and I have now listened to enough saxophones as of late to be able to identify them. Yeah, I could call myself a saxy, grungy granny now, probably. Moving right along, we are going to dive in to a track from a group called High Plains. It is a local ambient music producer, Scott Morgan, who teamed up with a cellist from Madison, Wisconsin. I actually love Wisconsin. It's where my mother's side of the family always has her family reunions. We go, we rent out a what is usually a Bible camp. We eat in a dining hall where the staff wear shirts that say "Cooking for Jesus," and we hang out and eat frozen custard. So yeah, I have very good associations with Wisconsin, also with Madison, Wisconsin. So I'm pretty convinced that this cellist is a very nice person, and also probably a talented cellist. But the track from the High Plains album, which is called Cinderland, the track is called The Dust Pines. We'll be back after these dust pines.
Thank you.
that was the Dusk Pines from High Plains. Yeah, that was great. I really enjoyed that. The album's called Cinderland, and yeah, I think they're local. That's cool. / Madison, Wisconsin. So yeah, won me over. Up next, I think I'm going to play a couple of tracks that have vocals, because afterwards I'm going to launch into a 16-minute instrumental song. So just going to remind ourselves what human voices are for a little bit before we dive into that instrumental track. So the first track called Come Half Moon by Her Harbor, followed by Out of My Head by Begonia. Play a couple ads, and then we'll be back for a 16-minute romp, and it's going to be great. So yeah, Her Harbor with Come Half Moon, followed by Begonia, Out of My Head. Please enjoy these vocalizations. Yeah, that's all I got to say. Enjoy the sounds. Enjoy the instrument of the mouth. That sounded weirder than I intended it to. Okay, here we go.
Catch my breath and swallow truth. We live.
Creeps on. I thought that I had lost my faith. It took a while, but I realized it was misplaced. And it's a style to pretend like you are far from grace, to run a mile just to find you were in the right place. It was a time, place, and then I thought that I had
lost.
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. Montreal? What the f***?
It's the script!
I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a f***ing elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
All right, welcome back. This is Music for the Observant here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. We just caught a couple tracks. First one from High Plains. Nope, that's incorrect. That was three tracks ago. We just heard a track from Her Harbor, Come Half Moon, followed by Begonia, track Out of My Head. Moving forward, we are going to go in to a contemporary classical, local, actually, classical group called Standing Wave. The Track is called Lise Sculptress. What does that mean? I'm not so sure. I'm actually, I don't know really anything about classical music or jazz music. My dad listened to a lot of experimental jazz when I was growing up, so I always associate it with not being able to sleep due to too much experimental jazz. And I think that caused me to unfairly stay away from it for a long time. But I don't know. I really want to find out more about it. So if anyone else out there wants to teach me, hit me up. You can call into the studio, but I probably won't know how to pick up the phone. Coming up, Standing Wave with Lise Sculptress, and then we might be out of time, but if not, I have one more song lined up. If I don't get to play that, next week, because I will actually be here next week and the week after. It's going to be amazing. I know you've all missed me. Lise Sculptress from Standing Wave.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back.